That number may seem small, but using the requirement of 3,500 people per physician, that represents care for over 430,000 patients. Plus, according to Dr. Adrian McFadden of the Virginia Department of Health, it's not just doctors who are needed.
That includes nurses, pharmacists, emergency medical providers, and as we're starting to talk more about issues of mental health, we're also talking about mental health providers as well.
In Virginia, the shortages are primarily due to maldistribution, where some practices are not maintaining a full caseload and others are burdened by overwhelming need. McFadden says it is often city v. country.
Well, there are areas that already are hit with drastic shortages that include many of our rural areas, even some of our urban areas, where according to the population, there's just not enough full-time equivalents of physicians, nurses, and other health providers in those areas. And that potentially could get worse for those areas and areas which we feel that we maybe have adequate supplies right now may actually start to experience some shortages as well.
Virginia's Joint Commission on Healthcare says the imbalance ranges from 132 full-time physicians per 100,000 residents in Southside to approximately 300 physicians per 100,000 residents in Central and West Central Virginia. Coming up with a number for the future need is problematic in today's healthcare environment.
As far as trying to measure the problem of what the needs may be in the future, that's mainly dealing with projections, and that, as I'm sure you can imagine, is very difficult to try to measure.
Measuring and predicting was attempted in 2007 with the Governor's Health Reform Commission estimating that by 2020 there will be a shortage of approximately 1,500 physicians and 22,000 nurses in Virginia. I'm Tab O'Neill.